from the family end, we woke up one morning and said our cousin and brother passed away when the soul was shook. And we considered it as a mystery. And so we've been calling for an investigation of how he died. And so far, the first autopsy were conducted without our involving us. And then we said that the whole situation of our brother or cousin death is a foul play. And so we craving for an investigation, the true cause of his death.
You talk about the first autopsy that was done by a Sierra Leonean pathologist. Is that correct?
Yes. When I informed, we just heard over radio and later were informed by the police authorities. Well, we put it to them and they said, you know, according to the law, what we can explain to us, it was not compulsory for the family to be there in their own thinking. A community member, it was proper for a community member, not necessarily the family. But as he made that revelation, we're not pleased with it because we thought that any autopsy that was to have been done or conducted on our brother or cousin, you know, the family had to be consulted. And we didn't hear the autopsy report, and then we're hearing about a second autopsy. So this is kind of confusing us and kind of confirming our fears that actually this was a kind of foul play.
So you are saying that the family was not told before the first autopsy was done. The family were not even told the results of the autopsy?
No, we're not told.
So what is the family asking for now?
In fact, not only we, the family alone, many concerned friends and relatives of the late Michael Allison are concerned. We want a forensic investigation to determine the true cause of death because we, as a family, don't believe that our brother and cousin died from drowning.
Where is the body of the late Allison?
Well, from information gathered, his body is in the custody of the government.
The family has not visited or seen the body since then?
No, we have not been called to see the body. We have not seen the body.
There are reports, Mr. Allison, he blew the whistle on corruption, apparently an alleged corruption going on in Liberia. If you were to tell people, what would you say about your cousin, the late Councillor Michael Allison, in terms of his integrity?
Like all other Allisons here in Liberia, decency of character is what actually we inhabit. And Allison was a kind of a nationalist who, against all us, chose to, you know, to do the right thing, you know, in our sector. And we understand that he blew the whistle and complained, you know, anti-corruption commission. And that is how it happened. And so Allison was a decent man who was an advocate for social justice, an advocate to see that the whole idea of corruption, you know, what was stopped.